Now, the title of my presentation is Modeling Tillage-Induced Redistribution of Soil Mass and Its Constituents Within Different Landscapes. I'm glad that Kevin had shown his study about tillage erosion, how to calculate that. Here now, I show the picture again. Kevin has already talked about that, tillage erosion. Mainly occurs on the top of the hill and accumulation in the bottom of the hill. The point I want to bring, on this slide is that tillage erosion is a result of tillage translocation. You see the arrows, the difference of tillage translocation causes the tillage erosion. When you considering the soil mass redistribution, because soil mass is homogeneous, while soil constituents is heterogeneous, that means the concentration of soil constituents varies horizontally and also vertically. So we need to look at the process of the tillage translocation deeper to model the soil constituents movement. So the objectives of this study is to examine tillage-induced redistribution of soil mass and its constituents as affected by topographic features, by tillage pattern, that means tillage direction, and the length of tillage period. And also to compare the differences and the similarities between the redistribution of soil constituents and the soil mass. They're similar, but they're somewhat different. And also to validate and to demonstrate the use of a tillage translocation model we developed. So I want to address the difference between the redistribution of soil mass and the soil constituents. The redistribution of soil constituents is affected by the vertical mixing and also by the horizontal dispersion. For example, in soil loss position, if you have an organic carbon pool subsoil, because of soil loss, this organic carbon pool soil will be brought up into the tear layer and causes a decrease of organic carbon content in the tear layer. This figure shows how this works. So the darkness of the blue indicates the concentration of organic carbon. So initially, we have a layer of organic carbon rich layer on the top, and if you have a if this is a soil loss position, so every time you till the field, you will get down to the tillage layer. It's like this. So the material within the tillage layer is mixed. And then this organic carbon concentration was diluted because the mixing of the subsoil layer, organic carbon pool subsoil. And this soil is distributed or displaced subsequently to the subsequent cells and positions. So over time, if you're going down and down, if it is a soil loss position, you will have a decrease of organic carbon in the tillage layer. And also this shows the horizontal dispersion. For a given position in the field, it receives soil not only from the cell or from the point right before it. It receives soil from a range of distance, and also it outputs soil to a range of distance. And the distribution of the soil is not even. It's like it has a shape like exponential function. So it's redistributed along the tillage direction within a certain distance. So to characterize the shape, we need a function to simulate how this soil is redistributed along the distance. We use a simple function here. It's an exponential function. The two lines here, that's because when you actually calculate the soil redistribution, you do it point by point, so it's discrete, right? For a continuous form, the exponential function is like this. But for a discrete point, it's actually a section within this. So you have to integrate this blue function and get a pink function like this. This is the analytical solution for that. So it kind of goes up and then goes down. So how to And this function, this exponential function is determined only by one parameter. That's the dx. Kevin has showed us. This is the average distance moved by the Killich translocation. So this is a brief review of a Killich erosion model we have. Very similar to Kevin's, we just add a soil slope curvature factor into that. So if you calculate soil loss or Killich erosion, you actually minus the output by the input, and the alpha disappear, and it's only this left. But if you want to characterize how far the soil is moved, you need to include the alpha back into the equation. So this it's very similar to the equation we used for calculation for the calculation of Killich erosion, but this calculates the average translocation distance for every point in the field. The beta and gamma is calibrated by the experiments carried out like Kevin did. So for modeling Killich translocation, you need to know the variable distribution pattern at each point, right? For each point, you have a different average translocation distance. You also need to know for a given point, the soil is coming from where, from which location, and also for this given location, all the soil in here is moved to which location. So it's from well to well. And also if you want to simulate the soil constituent redistribution, you need to know the concentration of the soil constituents in different layers, like with depths. So that's kind of very difficult to do. So my boss is doing this is how they make the students to work, typically in Canada. No. So after hard work, we developed a program to simulate the Killich translocation. So the first step of the use of the model is to verification of the hypothetical data. We have three different landscape: the plane slope, symmetric hill, and the irregular here. So I quickly show the Killich erosion pattern. Killich erosion is mainly determined on the topographic feature, as shown here, soil loss. On the top of the here. And the soil accumulation, especially you can look at the irregular here, the small concavities, there are soil accumulation there. And the rates of the soil loss rate, the rate of soil loss, doesn't really change very much for these two landscapes. But for the irregular here, you will find the rate decreases over time. That's because the smoothing out of the hilltops and changes the topographic feature. And also there are boundary effect on the forward tillage, if you always tillage forward, then you will have the soil loss from the starting boundary, like here and here. Let's see, forward. But it's limited in the limited distance. For the tier layer organic carbon, that's a 0 to 20 centimeter, is area-based content of organic carbon. So the organic carbon loss pattern is kind of similar to the soil loss pattern, but for the organic carbon in the tier layer, it's always lost. And it varies with time. You can see the difference between various time with different color of lines. For the irregular here, you will find that soil loss in this particular landscape is noticeably higher than the other landscapes. That's because you have more soil loss positions. So you will introduce more organic carbon pool soil into the tier layer. And this shows the dispersion of the of the organic carbon pool soil in the tier layer is actually extended over the soil loss area. So in area that is not soil loss, but is following a soil loss position, you will find organic carbon loss. I want to talk about this. And this is the profile organic carbon that accounts for 0 to 1 meter. That's kind of for the whole profile. The pattern of the profile organic carbon is kind of similar to the soil loss pattern, and also particularly for this two, similar to the surface organic carbon pattern. So it's determined by both of them. The one point I want to mention is that for the profile organic carbon, you will have some accumulation points. But majorly in all soil loss points, you will have organic carbon loss. And the accumulation is very profound in this irregular here on those concavities. So this shows that the similarity of the profile organic carbon pattern and the tillage erosion pattern. Okay, I guess I run out of time. Yeah, this shows that for the tillage layer, you don't really have organic carbon accumulation in this particular landscape, but for the profile organic carbon, so for the whole profile, you will have accumulation there. We did some validation work on that. Basically, you can see the model estimated pattern of tier layer organic carbon matches well with the pattern of field mirrored organic carbon layer. We did for the tier layer organic carbon sublayer organic carbon and inorganic carbon as well. And here's the R table, shows the R as all significant. So major findings is that in the tier layers, I won't read about this. The soil constituent content was primarily determined by soil mass loss pattern. In the sublayer, it's determined by the soil mass accumulation pattern. In some cases, all these factors we examined will strongly affect the redistribution of soil constituents. And this study has been recently accepted by Soil Society Soil Science Society of America. If you want, it will be impressed soon. So thanks.